everybody. Welcome to The Kelly O Show. I'm your host, Kelly Alexa. This show is dedicated to inspiring women of all ages to pursue excellence in mind, body, and business. After decades of playing small in my own life and staying in the comfort zone, a couple of years of massive chaos and drama in my personal and my professional life forever changed me for the better. Through some tough lessons, I evolved, and I became a stronger and more confident version of myself, fearless, and finally, unapologetically myself. I am now designing my life bigger and better than ever before, and most importantly, I'm designing a life on my terms that is full of joy and happiness. And I think that this is something that's been missing for so many women. They're either staying in the comfort zone like I was, or they've got a life that looks pretty good on the outside, but it's missing real joy and health and happiness. And that is no bueno. I believe that the future is female, and every week this show is going to bring you incredible interviews and live shows that I hope is going to motivate you to take massive action in your life, to leave the comfort zone and go all in, again, to pursue achieving excellence in mind, body, and in business. I hope you enjoy the show, and let's dive in. Hello, everybody, and welcome back to The Kelly O Show. On today's show, I have Allie Damron, and she is somebody that you're going to definitely want to tune into. For all of you ladies that are suffering from any kind of hormonal imbalance or have had issues like many of you write into us, dealing with adrenal fatigue or anything close to it, this is somebody you want to tune into. She is an expert on balancing hormones, managing anxiety. In fact, one of the subjects that we talk about in today's interview is acupuncture as a potential solution to dealing with not only adrenal fatigue, but just hormones in general. She is somebody that I have mad respect for. I have learned so much from, and I certainly hope to have back on the show again soon. So I want you to sit back and enjoy this two-part episode with Allie Damron. Hello, everybody, and welcome to Fitfluential Radio. I'm your host, Kelly Alexa, and today on the show, I have Allie Damron, and I'm so thrilled to have her, and you'll know why when we start talking, because we're going to dive into some incredibly juicy topics that so many of us women are dealing with, and I'm just going to say it right now. Hormones, estrogen dominance, adrenal fatigue, and then also acupuncture, which is something I've had done once, and I know it would really benefit me, and I've talked about this before, but I'm glad that maybe Allie can shed some light on that today, because I think once I come out of this interview, I'm going to be making my appointment right away here in Austin. So Allie, welcome to the show.
Thank you so much for having me.
I am really thrilled. In fact, I was sharing with, we were chatting before we started recording, and I just saw on Amanda Truss's Instagram the other day, she's like, I just interviewed Allie for my podcast. And I'm like, I'm so excited. And then I looked up what we were talking about because I didn't realize that early on. I'm like, oh my God, this is going to be so awesome, because most of the people listening know I have been dealing with adrenal fatigue. Pretty much everything when it comes to hormonal imbalance, I have. Like, I signed up for all of it. I don't know specifically that I've had estrogen dominance. My doctor might be able to speak to that a little bit more. If I certainly know that there has been issues with my estrogen getting way too high. So you can define that for us. But before that, whenever I have somebody on the show, you probably know the drill. If you're here for the first time, I always find it interesting to hear your fitness story. So Allie, tell our listeners, when was it for you that in your life that you first got into either a fitness lifestyle, a fitness and health lifestyle, eating better or working out? When was that for you and why?
Yeah. So I think when I very first started getting into fitness was probably like late high school or early college, when I realized that, you know, everyone else was working out and it was just something I should do. And it was definitely for vanity reasons. I was young, had no idea anything about health. And so I started kind of doing the elliptical or maybe some group fitness classes with friends or something. And then I started thinking about what it would mean to eat healthy and what that would look like. And at that point in my life, I had a lot of misinformation about what that was. And from there on, I started kind of being more interested in it in college, and I got my personal trainer certification from ACE. I studied really hard and passed the test finally. And from there, I did some corporate wellness internships, and I think I did a internship at Gallup when I was in college. And I think during that experience, I realized that a lot of people needed more than just an exercise program and eating healthy, that they had some true health concerns and health issues. And I, at that point in my life, I was young and inexperienced. I couldn't really help them. I didn't know that much about health. And so, you know, and then through that experience, I had several family members that came down with chronic diseases and horrible things. And so from that experience on the Western end, I also just, my mind wandered into like, how can, like, there has to be a way to prevent these things, and there has to be a way to live healthier, and this shouldn't just be what life is about. And so I think from there, I surrounded myself in late college with some people who were kind of interested in holistic health. And I actually graduated college right in 08 when all corporate wellness stuff kind of came to a halt with the economy. And so I was lost a little bit, honestly, of what to do with myself. And I finally just decided to go to acupuncture school. I had seen some friends who used acupuncture and Chinese medicine with good results. And it just was something that sparked my interest. I have definitely never been a person that like goes to the normal beat of anything. And so I was like, well, this is interesting. And it was weird, obviously, but it was really interesting. And I fell in love with just the whole theory of it and naturally healing and being healthy. And so that kind of brought me to where I am today.
Okay. So you heard me say that I've had acupuncture once, and I did it in Chicago. I have to credit Corey. He was like my yogi, he still is somebody I consider to be like my yogi guru. I've got one in Chicago and then my friend Kelly in Miami, Florida. And he was opening up at that time he owned Tribalance Yoga, and then he was expanding it into like a wellness and, you know, like a med spa, and they had acupuncture, and I went in and I did it, and I had this whole relaxation room. And I don't remember specifically, like, I remember it was a lot, because they can do acupuncture. I'm completely clueless. They can do acupuncture anywhere on your body, and there's different areas of your body that you put the needles for different reasons. Is that right? Again, clearly I'm a beginner.
Yeah, no, totally. Not that many people know anything about acupuncture. It's very abstract for sure. But yeah, the hands and feet are very common places to treat overall wellness things and chronic things. And then if you want to do like pain, so back pain, neck pain, glute pain, whatever, you're going to do needles in those areas too most of the time.
Really?
So it is similar to dry needling in the fact that we do dry needling.
No, I don't know what that is.
Dry needling is like what chiropractors and physical therapists use with like acupuncture needles, actually. And they just try to release pain in the muscles. And so we do that too, but we just add some needles in the hands and feet to kind of get to the root cause of the pain.
Okay, I think that there's probably a lot of people in our FitFluential community that are like me. We've heard about, so I've been once. It was a good experience for me. I remember thinking, I need to go back. This is something. I think there's a lot of people that probably have the questions that I'm going to share, which is when I think about this, I'm like, and it, to many degrees, it can be with a chiropractor the same way. You can go to a chiropractor and it can be such help, and it can be an ongoing thing, especially if you're very athletic or you're working out a lot, you're into CrossFit, whatever, it, you know, going on a regular basis adjusted can be very helpful, right? Yeah. With acupuncture, is this something that is, you go in and you're fixing a problem and then that's it, and you don't go back until you have a problem again? Or is acupuncture something that can be beneficial, like chiropractic to a degree, where it's an ongoing thing? Or does it vary? Is it something where you know, you can go in 1 week and maybe you're having really bad neck pain. And so you go in and you get acupuncture for that. But the next week, you're just going to have a general relaxation acupuncture session. And then the next week you go, is it like that? Is it something that you regularly go to year round?
So yeah, you can use acupuncture like chiropractic, where you come in for an issue, get it solved in a couple treatments, and then you're done. Or you can use it as just part of your wellness routine. And I always encourage people to do that because it helps with your stress hormones, your sex hormones, just feeling calm and relaxed. It can boost your immune system. And so it's just an overall great wellness thing too.
Is this something that, and I'm asking for a reason, not a bad reason, is this something typically that is covered, and I know this is a general question, if you can't answer it with a blanket statement, is this typically covered by insurance or typically not covered by insurance?
A lot of insurance companies are starting to cover it.
Okay.
Definitely, you can always pay with like an HSA or an FSA. That's how the majority of my patients pay, I think. And you can also get super bills from your acupuncturist, which are just basically bills of your codes that were treated. And you can submit them to your insurance company to get reimbursement. So there is help with that, yeah.
I do think that we're in a phase where I don't know. It seems like things are becoming, there's just so much changing in the healthcare space. And I do anticipate, I could be overly optimistic, but I feel like insurance companies are really starting to see the validity in a lot of these more naturopathic or holistic approaches. So hopefully things like acupuncture, even more of chiropractic and other things can be used as, I mean, look what's going on in the whole, you know, medical marijuana space and the cannabis space. I mean, who knows? There's a lot of different ways to treat illness and issues. And particularly when we're talking about things like hormones, I was going to say hormonal balance, and then I said hormones. So it sounded very funny the way I said it. With hormones, it's not something traditionally that has been addressed with women. It is not something that has been effectively, for the most part, addressed. Women are, I mean, it is not anywhere near mainstream for women to understand that, okay, when you get older, and after you've had children, or whether you've had children or not, your hormones will start to change and things will dramatically change in your life, from your weight to your body temperature to your sleep to your skin to your libido, your sex drive, everything. But it's not stuck. It's not like a one-way street. And way too many women, I think, sadly, not to say anything negative about her, but I think the only exposure that people have mainstream had to anything about hormones and hormonal balance is Suzanne Summers. And the only reason I bring that up is she was one of the first set of books that I started reading when I started realizing years and years back that something was messed up with my body. The only thing I think that's a little frustrating is her books are so overly in-depth. I just ended up being more confused. And it also gave me the impression that it was only like hormonal balance and getting bioidentical hormonal replacement treatment and all of the stuff that was more holistic, it kind of gave me the impression it was going to be tens of thousands of dollars a month. And that couldn't be further from the truth. It can be an investment, but it couldn't be more worth it. So that's a lot of what we're going to talk about today. And again, this is something I am very personally committed to, because changing these things and addressing my hormones and getting regular blood work, getting bioidenticals, pursuing lifestyle changes and holistic options has changed my life. I feel better at 49 than I did at 29, and I'm more looking forward to the coming decades than I ever have felt in my life. So I'm excited to chat about this. And Allie, we talked about before the show, I definitely am going to want to have you back on a regular basis because you're an expert in these areas. Let's dive in, and I'm probably going to circle back, and I might want to have you back on the show just to talk acupuncture. And, you know, there's just, I see you have on your site pregnancy acupressure. You know, did I just say acupuncture or acupressure before? I want to talk about both, but that might be worth a whole separate show. And then we can specifically do one where we talk about moms and how that's helpful and so on. But let's start with, you know, we said we were going to talk today about hormones, estrogen dominance, and adrenal fatigue. You obviously work with people directly, both online and in person, on these areas, and it's something that affects me personally. Can you tell people who are listening, I don't want you to necessarily define hormones, but adrenal fatigue is something that we hear a lot, and I think a lot of people self-diagnose, and they don't really know what adrenal fatigue is. As somebody who's experienced it, I can tell you it's legitimate and it can be debilitating. Can you describe for people that are listening that maybe have just heard it and they're like, what is this? What is adrenal fatigue?
Yeah. So adrenal fatigue is one of those things that is kind of trendy and a lot of people are learning about it recently. Basically, so your adrenal glands are two little glands that are located above your kidneys and your back. They're responsible for secreting several hormones, including adrenaline and cortisol. So when you're being chased by a bear or in a car accident or something, your adrenal glands will secrete some cortisol and adrenaline to get you through the situation and in safety. And then you're supposed to rest for a little bit. You're tired and let them kind of regroup themselves. When in today's society, when we're all running around and feeling lots of pressure and stress and busyness and all of these things, your body is producing a lot of adrenaline and a lot of cortisol, and it can start to make you feel specific symptoms related to that. And so some of them are very, obviously fatigue is the biggest one. You're going to feel tired, but it's not just feeling tired. It's like you feel exceptionally exhausted in the morning when you wake up, like you can barely get out of bed. And then as the day goes on, some people experience what I call tired but wired, and like they experience insomnia and they can't go to sleep at night, or they're waking up all night. And then it affects so many other things hormonally, because that cortisol, which is your stress hormone, is going to take from other sex hormones, such as like progesterone and testosterone, DHEA. It's going to make your estrogen levels off, and it's going to make you have a bad PMS cycle, irregular periods, you know, breast tenderness. It can affect your immune system too. So if your cortisol level is high, it's going to feel like you can catch every cold that you are exposed to. It can affect your digestive system. It really is just a whole host of symptoms put together that basically are due to a cortisol dysregulation.
This is so amazing, because as you're answering, I'm writing this down going, okay, this makes sense. Like, because there's Dr. Sebring, who is my doctor here in Austin, and he's been on the show. He's actually going to have his own podcast on Fitfluential Radio launching in another month or so, which I'm so excited about.
Yeah.
He has made such a big impact. I originally started seeing a doctor out in Phoenix, but he's my doctor here. And when I was first starting to see him about a year ago now, I remember last summer, you know, dealing with what was then determined to be adrenal fatigue. And I would literally, and people that were around me would witness this. I mean, when it was really bad, I think before I started seeing him, I would get to 3 o'clock on the dot every day. And at 2:30, if you saw me, I'd be talking just like I'm talking to you. And at 3 o'clock, I remember one time I had a meeting with this lady, and she was here at my place. And in the middle of the meeting, it went from 3:30, you know, from like 2:30 to 3. And I was sitting on my floor, and she's like, "What's wrong?" And I said, "This is just what happens to me at 3 o'clock." And every day at 3 o'clock, I literally felt like I'd been hit by a train. It was so sudden. And I would literally, I don't know how to describe it other than when you feel a really bad cold coming on and you feel your eyes are tired and you're tired and all, you might be at the office and you think, I need to go home and go to bed. I'm going to get sick. Not throw up sick, but just you feel a cold coming. That's how I felt every single day, no matter what. Coffee couldn't wake me up. Diet Mountain Dew couldn't wake me up. Don't judge me for Diet Mountain Dew, okay? I occasionally have it. But nothing would work. And then I remember that one of the things at the time that Dr. Sebring put me on was hydrocortisone. And he's like, you know, he was explaining the relationship, excuse me, between cortisol and my adrenals. And sometimes, I don't know, you're doing a really good job of explaining it very slowly. Sometimes I think a lot of people who understand these concepts, they explain it too fast. And this is what I want to do on the show. Really dumb it down, because so many people don't understand it. They just hear things like cortisol, adrenal fatigue, fight or flight, blah, blah, blah. Yeah. Like if you get what's happening in your body, that's when you can understand why stress reduction is key, why better sleep is key, why all of these things that we're talking about matter, because you understand what's going on behind the body and how it's all connected. So you really explained how cortisol is tied to adrenal fatigue. And again, the other thing that I picked up is you were talking about PMS, high, you know, I think you were saying cramps, all of the, your digestive system. I want to ask you a question. I firmly believe that people that are not aware, particularly women, if they're not aware that all of these things, adrenal fatigue, elevated cortisol, hormone, just imbalance in general, estrogen dominance, as you referred to earlier, if they're not aware that this stuff can be fixed or made significantly better, they're going to pay attention in their life to symptoms, like you said, maybe dizziness, digestive issues, you know, any chronic issues, bad PMS, bad bleeding, tender breasts, all of these things. And they're just going to write it off as like, well, I guess this is just my hormones. I guess this is just my period. I guess this is just what it's like after you've had a baby. Do you hear that a lot when people come to you for help, that they've been kind of writing off all of these chronic symptoms as, well, I just have to deal with it. And they don't know they don't have to deal with it.
Oh yeah. That's like the biggest thing. And that truly is why I do what I do. I've experienced adrenal fatigue before too, and it sucks. Like you said, you described it very well about how you felt. And the thing is, the symptoms are so different. Like you're having hormonal issues, you're having digestive issues, you're having immune issues, you're feeling tired. And so a lot of patients will go to like their gastroenterologist and just say like, I'm feeling stomach pain or constipation or whatever. And maybe they get on like a stool softener, and then they'll go to their OB and say like, my periods are really PMS-y or crampy or heavy or not having periods or whatever. Because the range is big, and then they might get on birth control for that, which kind of further feeds the estrogen dominance depending on the kind. And then maybe they get their thyroid checked with one number because they're feeling so tired, and that might come back a little off. It might come back normal, and they just feel lost. They're on all these other medications now, still feeling bad, and not really another doctor to turn to, not sure what's wrong with them, feeling like they had kids or a baby or they got older or whatever. The fatigue's just inevitable. You can have like joint pain and muscle aches. Maybe you get diagnosed with fibromyalgia and, you know, take something for that. And it just is such a terrible cascade. And I really try to nail this down with all the people that I come across, that if you just keep digging, you'll get to the root cause of things. And people like your doctor and myself and functional medicine doctors, we're all trained in finding the root cause, and it's really not that difficult of a thing to do. And when you do that, then all of these issues go away simultaneously instead of having to take medications for each different one.
It's so true. And I remember that one of the last times, because, you know, I've also shared this with everybody, I have a major thyroid issue. In fact, I think that that's, even my doctor has said, that's going to be the hardest thing to attack. I have conquered insulin resistance naturally. The first doctor I was seeing had put me on metformin, and I learned later that was not ideal. So I got off that. I made my lifestyle changes, my diet changes. That's better. My cholesterol is optimized. There's a lot of things that I've been able to get past. And right now, what I shared with you guys before, what I was doing with hitting the wall, like I have great energy. I sleep great. I'm not on hydrocortisone. I'm off that. So there's a lot of things that have made a big difference. With me, I certainly have thyroid issues. I definitely have a high stress life. I have not been managing my stress effectively. So I do know that's something I can do better. But a lot of what people need to understand here, you made a really good point. And gosh, I wrote so many notes about your answer there.
Thanks everybody for tuning in. This marks the end of part one of this two-part episode with Ali Damron. Be sure to tune into part two.